To East Timor now, where a new museum opens to the public this week. The museum will highlight the history of the resistance movement against the Portuguese, Japanese and Indonesians, a resistance movement that led ultimately to independence. East Timor celebrated 10 years of independence on Sunday, and the museum's opening was the very first public act by the new president, Tar Matan Ruak, himself a former resistance leader. Liam Cochrane has toured the museum with the project coordinator, Tanya Correa Betancourt.
Well, here is some, just a tiny sample of the objects of the resistance. So to begin with, we start with the telecommunication objects. So we've got satellite phones that were given to the resistance, the armed resistance, by several solidarity movements, the Japanese, the Portuguese, the American. We have a radio here that has a can, a sardine can, so that the enemy couldn't hear them when they would be talking.
And this is a sardine can that's attached somehow to the receiver, to the phone receiver.
That's right. So they would improvise ways to make sure that the sound wouldn't replicate. Mm-hmm. And this one was actually captured from the enemy. You've got some machine guns here. You've got handmade machines that they handmade by pieces of metal that they would find. You have, of course, Commandant Shanana's weapon that he gave also to the Archive Museum. This one particularly, I like it, because when I tried to ask them, we needed to do a inventory, what was the model of this one?
This small pistol.
I was saying, what is it? It's a Magnum, what is it? And they were looking at me. It's Fatumaka. Fatumaka is a professional technical school of the church in Baucau. So basically the church was improvising and also undercover, supplying them with weapons made of pieces of other weapons. So that's also a precious one. You've got uniforms and you've got other objects, bullets.
Well, coming around towards the end of the display here, but we come to what looks like the entrance to a cave.
Okay. This was a big debate. We decided to amplify it, to make a big replica of the mountain entrance of an underground shelter. The last decade of the resistance, so let's say the 90s, was the commands were underground, in shelters, kept underground, the houses or underground in the middle of the city. So this one particularly replicates that mountain entrance of the shelter of Commandant Connie Shantana in Mirtutu. And so the idea is that when you see this entrance, you go inside, and inside you will see a summary of the history of the resistance in a multimedia room.
Let's go inside. So we've come into what looks like a small auditorium, but down the front there is a Christian shrine and something below some glass tiles here. Can you tell us what this is?
Okay, so you came into our multimedia room. You see the history in the 12 minutes film, and what you see next is a replica of the underground shelter of Connie Shantana. It was his last house.
Tell us who Connie Shantana was.
Connie Shantana was the commandant of the guerrilla after Shanana got captured. He was living in this underground shelter in the mountains for 8 years. It was from there that he managed to command the whole guerrilla coming out in and out. We basically not only replicated the exact measurements, height and size of where he lived, it was under a house. The top part that you see, which is a shrine, is the entrance to the underground shelter.
That's Tanya Correa Betancourt at East Timor's Resistance Museum. Sounds great. Speaking to Liam Cochrane.